The LinkedIn Rainmaker. Forward by Michael Summers, Managing Partner, Theory Z Imperative. Sales and marketing are the oldest, most ubiquitous, and necessary business functions. They are vital in helping people help people in the business world. I studied marketing, started in sales, and then became a B2B business owner selling in the Fortune 1000 space. This is to say that sales and marketing is a large part of my life, but for Gordon, it's in his blood. Gordon Ho is a B2B sales and marketing professional, thinker, consultant, and teacher. His LinkedIn insights and methods are brilliant in their simplicity and strongly applicable to all sales and marketing professionals. I can say with great confidence that Gordon Ho is a B2B sales and marketing expert, a person who cares, a dear friend of mine, and someone you can trust. He has helped me, and he can help you too. For anyone seeking to leverage the full capabilities of LinkedIn, you've come to the right place. It still requires your effort and commitment, but your time is reallocated to executing strategically. Introduction. Hi, I'm Gordon Ho. I'm a sales and marketing professional and a leading expert on LinkedIn and how to generate sales-related activities to increase your sales pipeline. My inspiration to write this book stems from the fact that I am a salesperson, business development rep, rainmaker, revenue generator at heart. I'm no different than you. I'm in the weeds just like you. I have a sales goal I have to achieve to feed my family. I've been tasked to generate revenue, and through trial and error, I've come up with a winning strategy that leverages the power of LinkedIn to fill up my sales pipeline. What you will get out of reading my book is a simple, common sense approach to finding and connecting with your target audience on LinkedIn. My process is not considered rocket science, but just like anything else in life, time becomes a factor. There is not enough time in the day. You didn't have enough time to think about the obvious. You didn't have enough time to create a strategy. You didn't have time to consistently follow a sales strategy. And ultimately, that's why you're failing at filling up your sales pipeline. If any of you below sound like you, then this book is for you. I am a sales producer needing a better way to increase my sales pipeline. I'm the owner of my company wearing multiple hats, and I do not have enough time. I am in a sales role, and sales does not come naturally to me. I need help. I am familiar with LinkedIn, but not maximizing it to its fullest capabilities. I am in sales management and seek an actual process that works to implement for my sales team. If you're ready to learn my tips and create your own customized sales and marketing process utilizing LinkedIn, you will fill up your sales pipeline. There's no doubt in my mind. I am a living, breathing example of this. Chapter 1. Why LinkedIn is hands down the best place to find new leads. LinkedIn is the single greatest B2B platform I have come across in my sales and marketing career. Back in the day, I started out with just the yellow pages, a mirror, and a telephone. Some of you may remember the term smiling and dialing. For a millennial breaking into sales, this is a foreign concept. It's like explaining what a paid telephone booth is, or that I used to rush down to Blockbuster Video to rent a VHS. This book is about keeping your pipeline full. Sales is a numbers game. You have to have enough leads to potentially make a sale. Here are some laws that won't ever change. There are only 7 days a week. There are only 24 hours in a day. You have a sales goal or income goal that has to fit in with these laws. For this mathematical formula to work in your favor, you will want to take advantage and leverage what today's culture has to offer. That is why our strategy is centered around LinkedIn. I'm confident that you may already have a LinkedIn account. If not, you need to get one established and follow my best practices. Here are some recent stats to know about LinkedIn in 2019. LinkedIn currently has over 610 million members. The network has 303 million active monthly users, 40% of which visit the site daily. 90 million senior level influencers and 63 million decision makers use LinkedIn. 92% of Fortune 500 companies use LinkedIn. 57% of companies had a LinkedIn company page in 2013. 46% of social media traffic to B2B company sites is from LinkedIn. 97% of B2B marketers use LinkedIn as a content distribution channel. Only 3 million LinkedIn users share content every week. In 2016, LinkedIn users published 130,000 posts monthly. LinkedIn is responsible for 80% of B2B leads from social media. LinkedIn is the express bus you want to get on. When you utilize the full power of LinkedIn, you will, one, supercharge your lead generation. LinkedIn unleashes the floodgates of networking and reaching potential clients by keeping your profile and company pages updated with relevant information that can influence your audience. You are branding yourself as a subject matter expert in your field of expertise. This goal is to be the top of mind when they need your service offerings. Number two, enjoy increased exposure. The power of LinkedIn's algorithm using keywords in your growing network of first, second, third degree contacts will increase your exposure. You will show up in more and more researches within LinkedIn. Number three, become a brand. By creating a professional profile and company page, you can develop a higher level of credibility. This is a great place to showcase your products and services and gain trust among your customers and prospects. There's also a section to highlight recommendations and endorsements of your skills. Number four, earn bragging rights. LinkedIn allows you to show off your accomplishments without bragging. There are sections in your profile designed to provide facts about your work history or accomplishments. With proper wordsmithing, you position your accomplishments so your audience knows exactly what you do, what you sell, and that you're good at what you do. Number five, save time. Generating leads requires you to identify exact profiles you want to target, and Sales Navigator allows you to do that. Being on LinkedIn is getting on the right bus. Now you need to find the right seat on the bus. Finding the right seat allows you to sit next to the right person on the bus. Sales Navigator helps you filter and eliminate all the wrong people in wrong seats. Number six, getting better quality leads. The greatest thing about LinkedIn is the potential to network with the exact decision makers whom you seek to do business with. You are on the bus with forward-thinking professionals who are looking to grow their network in business. Number seven, create consistent sales activities. Sometimes activity is what you need to get you motivated. Not everyone is born to sell. Chapter two, I am a hoe. No, don't go there. The overall theme here is to stand out with a headline or keywords that may resonate with your target audience. More on this as you continue reading this book. Now, I've shared some of the greatest reasons to utilize LinkedIn to fill your sales pipeline. You may want to know who I am and what makes me qualified to talk about this. Let me introduce myself. My name is Gordon Ho, father, husband, friend, cheer dad, sitting shotgun daily with my Savior Jesus. I'm a first generation Chinese American. With the last name of Ho, I could either be intimidated about the cultural connotations or I can embrace it and own it. I ran with it and had fun with it. Well, let me describe it more demonstratively. I was 100 miles and running with my last name, borrowing the name of the 1990 record by the group NWA. Examples of running with it. In 1989, I ran for student body president at Shawnee Mission West High School in Overland Park, Kansas. For those who are not alive in the 80s or simply don't remember, there was a campaign to stay off of drugs. The campaign was called Just Say No. My campaign for president was Just Say Ho. During this time, a two-sport athlete named Bo Jackson dominated football and baseball in their airwaves for Nike. The campaign was Bo Knows. My campaign for president was Ho Knows. During our high school version of the presidential debates, I had a walk-up introduction song. The song was called I'm a Ho by the group Houdini. There's a certain group of you reading this right now who know exactly what I'm describing. For those who are not tuned in to the lexicons of 1989, my point here is I knew how to resonate with the audience. Yes, I was elected president for the 1990 school year. Note, the student body president at China Mission West in 1987 was another person who resonated with the audience, actor Paul Rudd. But I've digressed. So after high school and college, I got my first sales job in the telecom industry selling cell phones. These were not the fancy smartphones that we have today. These were brick phones. Motorola was revolutionizing the industry with a flip phone. My job was to sell these phones to the business person. I was introduced to the concept of smiling and dialing. I was given the yellow pages, a mirror, and a telephone. The mirror was a funny thing. I was supposed to stare at myself in the mirror and smile. When you smile, it generates a positive tone in your voice. I spent many, many hours smiling and dialing. The smile and dial concept is a grind. I worked hard on my script and every possible response to rejections. The challenge was to learn how to overcome sales objections with the gatekeeper. It was about trying to figure out the most clever things I could say to get past the gatekeeper. It was also a numbers game. I had to dial X amount of people to reach Y amount of people, hoping to talk to Z amount of people. X, Y, and Z were just leads. They hadn't even reached my sales pipeline. Remember, in sales, the beginning of your sales pipeline is the first engagement call or meeting. I also tried many other methods of sales, such as going door to door, going to networking events, asking for referrals. What I learned from that experience is you have to be consistent in prospecting, whether it's on the phone or if it's through email, or if it's face-to-face, you have to develop a habit of consistency. I've experienced and heard just about every version of no in my sales career. By the way, the worst type of no is the blow-off no. It leads to chasing, and chasing is the worst thing a salesperson can ever do. It's rude and it's a waste of time. I'll be writing another book in the future on how to eliminate chasing. I'm fascinated by the psychology that goes into prospecting. For me, it's like a Jedi mind trick. Do you remember the scene in Star Wars when Obi-Wan Kenobi tells the guards to let him through and the guards repeat, "Let him through"? The challenge is, how do we get through to the decision maker? Between my smile and dial days, my fascination with psychology of people, my rainmaker personality type, and my numerous sales training I participate in, I'm on to something with LinkedIn. Here's the great news. Most people have not figured it out. My success has inspired me to share my findings with those who also seek to generate qualified leads using LinkedIn. This book is designed to save you time and about 256,421 no's and counting. The truth is, most people get burned out. Those who grind away will eventually find success. There are some of you reading this right now who totally understand what I mean. But the majority of you are still trying to figure things out and bouncing around in your respective careers due to either burnout or falling short of your sales targets. Just remember, there are only 7 days a week and 24 hours each day. Sales goals usually don't change. Achieving sales goals is a pure numbers game. Are you up to the challenge? Let me share with you one of my first light bulb moments, some crap ground. I own and operate a small business and we help improve sales and marketing processes. Businesses outsource their sales and marketing initiatives to me and my company. I had a previous relationship with a business owner in Florida. They hired me to help them build their channel partner program to resell their software. Initially, I was using all of my traditional methods to grow the program. However, I was getting stuck. I convinced this company to let me attend a trade show conference where there would be other potential channel partners prospects. I got a hold of the attendee list. Boom. I would start my smiling and dialing, but I was going back to a grind again, and I was really not getting through. So I started to research these contacts on LinkedIn. I had first discovered LinkedIn around 2010, and I thought it was purely a recruiting platform. What changed for me was realizing LinkedIn was a database. I also realized that all my traditional methods of prospecting were struggling. I could feel a burnout coming. But LinkedIn was saving the day for me. I found I could easily find channel partners on there. And when I decided to upgrade my free plan to LinkedIn's Sales Navigator, this is where it really got interesting. Subscribing to LinkedIn Sales Navigator opened up LinkedIn's entire database for me. Unbeknownst to me, I was transforming my processes, mindset, and sales prospecting strategies. I was recalibrating my smile and dial concept and doing it within LinkedIn. The beauty is, I didn't have to make phone calls anymore. I could send a direct message to these channel partners. There were no gatekeepers. In a 12-month period, I recruited and signed up over 25 channel partners. I had engaged in conversations with nearly 150 prospects and reached out to over 2,000 channel partner prospects. Another aha moment was when I realized that these channel partners, prospects, were viewing my profile and learning about me and what I was trying to sell or promote. I went from hardly anyone viewing my profile to averaging over 500 views every 90 days. Let me just say, I had a huge smile because I no longer needed to dial. I kept experimenting and have now figured out even more ways to work smarter, not harder. I have refined a customized process to generate new qualified leads on LinkedIn. Today, my pipeline is filled up and I have consistently smashed my own sales goal. And yet, I have not picked up the phone to smile and dial since 2015. Now it has become a passion of mine to show other people how to utilize my simple-to-use processes using LinkedIn. There have been other great benefits to my process. In addition to more qualified sales leads and new sales, I've actually found more time in my day. I don't mean that I'm playing golf every day with my newfound time. It means my time has been reallocated. I spend more time on nurturing prospects and relationships. I spend more time on closing versus prospecting because I can generate new leads following my process. It has led to more sales. Imagine this, I have more time in the day now focused on the aspects of making more money. Okay, I lied a little bit. My process has given me back a little bit more time and it has led me to pick up the game of golf for the last couple years. The game of golf has humbled me a lot, but it offers the same challenges that we all face in sales. I will reference the similarities throughout this book. For some of you who play golf, you will appreciate this. For those who do not play golf, let me just say it takes a lot of practice, patience, and consistency to get better, similar to sales. Let's cut to the chase and help you create your own customized sales and marketing process using LinkedIn. In this book, I will emphasize three things: time, consistency, and strategy. At the end of the day, my tips and experiences will not magically land you any new sales. You will have to work at it. You still have to grind. You still have to make time for it. My hopes are to enlighten you on how to increase your sales pipeline by working smarter, not harder. I have a proven method that will work, and I'd like to show you how. Chapter 3, are you ready to create your own effective process? Sales is all about creating time. Unfortunately, there's not enough of it throughout the week. Sales reps normally have goals or quotas that have to be achieved. Yet many sales reps get stuck doing non-sales related activities. Let's be honest, most people are not wired to do sales prospecting. There are some great salespeople. There are great salespeople who hate to prospect. There are also great prospectors who are terrible at sales. You can be a great salesperson, but if you don't have the leads, you don't make sales. LinkedIn is a database. It is the single best business-to-business platform for sales reps to find leads. If you want to save yourself time, sign up for LinkedIn Sales Navigator. This is the first step in the process. The second step is to schedule time on your calendar to prospect. For sales reps to achieve their sales goals, they have to be consistent in making time to prospect. Let me define what prospecting means. Prospecting equals researching qualified leads using LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Prospecting equals connecting with qualified leads on LinkedIn. Prospecting equals messaging with qualified leads who accepted your connection requests. Prospecting equals replying to engage prospect who respond to your message. Prospecting is an everyday task. My process won't work if you do not commit to this. Here's the good news. My definition of prospecting is better than picking up the phone and smiling and dialing all day long. We're also going to work on improving our ratios using LinkedIn. We have to be consistent every day, day after day. Commitment equals consistency. Some people can do it for one day. Some people can do it for a week, but you've got to be consistent and do it every single day, every single week. Sales does not sleep. Your pipeline and goals do not change. If you brought this book expecting that sales will magically occur, you have the wrong expectations. You still have to work at it. You still have to grind. We are teaching you to work smarter, not harder. This leads me to the third and probably most important step. The third step is you have to have an effective strategy. The process I have developed uses LinkedIn to help B2B professionals to increase sales opportunities. The third step you have to have is an effective strategy. The process I have developed using LinkedIn to help B2B professionals increase sales opportunities. We do this by finding ways to save you time from traditional methods of prospecting, phone calls, door-to-door, networking events. We then help you find a way to be consistent on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. You achieve all of this by working on your own customized strategy that I will walk you through. Again, these are strategies I have continuously worked on and modified through trial and error over the last few years. You will also continuously work on your own strategy. This will be your grind, and your challenge will be to find ways to work smarter for yourself. Eventually, you will discover your own success. There are many professionals touting a similar strategy. I've read them all. I've watched their videos, and I can confirm that we're all moving in the right direction. You're only as successful as what motivates and drives you. Hopefully, you will get something out of my book and make a difference in your professional career. Before we get started, here are some tips on what not to do. If you're currently guilty of any of the following, keep reading this book and let's change it. Number one, don't use a cutoff photo of yourself at the beach. Don't have a photo of you and your dog. Don't have a photo of yourself with a background photo of a ski lodge or fireplace. Insert a professional, high-resolution photo of yourself. Your photo should be similar to what your prospects will see when you meet them in person or on a video call. Number two, don't use LinkedIn's standard blue screen as your background screen. Your background should be a photo that resonates with your audience. Don't have a nondescript headline. Tell your audience what you can do for them. Don't leave your job description and experiences blank. Don't have a random URL for LinkedIn profiles. Take a moment and get a customized URL. Don't reference your skills in a summary. The summary is an extension of your headline. Don't have your profile look and feel like a resume. Don't write about yourself in the third person. Don't come off as too salesy or pushy when you're engaging in messaging. Don't go more than 24 hours before responding to someone. Chapter 4, what the heck you actually do? Let's get started. What do you do for a living? What do you sell? What's your pitch? What are you trying to say? Let's pretend that we are on an elevator and you realize you are inside the elevator with a potential prospect. You have 30 seconds to give your infomercial. Take a moment right now and write your 30-second elevator pitch. Here's a sample of my elevator pitch. My name is Gordon Ho. I wear the sales and marketing hats for business professionals who wear multiple hats. I specifically work with business owners or sales professionals who need help generating qualified sales leads. They work with me because they either don't have time or are not consistent or fail to execute on a sound strategy. Now you give yourself a shot here and write your own 30-second elevator pitch. Once done, now say it out loud to yourself. Do this 4 or 5 more times. Do this in front of the mirror. How did you sound? Did you tweak it a couple of different times? Does that 30-second message match what is written on your website? Does your 30-second infomercial match what you have on your LinkedIn profile? The emphasis here is to make sure you have a resonating statement that directs directly towards your target audience. This is not rocket science. There's a little caveat to this, though. The caveat is it's not about you. It's about your target audience. What problem do you solve for them? If your 30-second message sounds like a basic job description, then I want you to spend a few minutes rewriting it. Remember, the emphasis is on what problem you can solve for them. Let me give you an example. As mentioned, I picked up golf recently. I took lessons, and I've gotten to the point where I can hit the ball and get it onto the green within two or three shots. But I consistently three putt once I'm on the green, thus hurting my score. Instead of scoring a birdie or a par, I consistently and frustratingly three putt often. It leaves me with a score of a bogey or double bogey. Recently, I was in a clubhouse in a long line to get a soda. Behind me was a gentleman with a fancy putter in his hand. "You look like a golf pro," I commented. "I could use a putter like that to get rid of my three putting. Where'd you get that putter?" He smiled at me and said, "I'm a golf pro here. I specifically work with individuals to eliminate three putts. We should get together." Then he handed me his business card. His business card read, "I help eliminate putts." Boom! How easy was that? Are you simplifying your 30-second elevator speech? Are you solving the most obvious pain for your prospects? That's the key. When you're on the elevator and someone asks, "What do you do exactly?" make sure you're ready to respond back with a killer 30-second elevator pitch that resonates with your target audience. The 30-second elevator pitch or message has to be consistent with your LinkedIn profile, your website, all your digital media platforms, your business card, your sales and marketing collateral. Think about the journey of your prospect. If they got your 30-second elevator pitch and are interested in you or your services, they will do their research. They will Google search your name. They will look you up on LinkedIn and Facebook. They will visit your website. The strategy here is to get your message consistent across all mediums. Once you've figured out how to communicate what you do for a living, you can confidently recite your core message. We can move on to the next step. Chapter 5, wrong person, right seat, wrong bus. The next step is to identify who your target market is. Get this part right and you save yourself a ton of time. Finally, you get to dance with the right dance partner. LinkedIn is a wonderful business database. Using certain keywords will open up a trove of data to help you find the right person. In addition, LinkedIn has thousands of groups you can join. You want to find a LinkedIn group in which your ideal prospects may be in. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're seeking to connect with accountants. Many accountants are also resellers of Intuit QuickBooks products and services. In your search bar on LinkedIn, type in the keyword QuickBooks. You will find several groups. Click on one of the groups that interests you and ask permission to join the group. If you get accepted into the group, you now have access to all the accountants in that group. This is a terrific way to be part of a group of targeted people that you want to be involved with. This is one example of many leads using LinkedIn in its database. To get really serious about unlocking connections and open up the LinkedIn database, I recommend that you subscribe to LinkedIn Sales Navigator subscriptions. I have to admit, you do have to spend some time to learn how to effectively use the features of Sales Navigator, but it's well worth it. Sales Navigator will simplify the research process into your ideal prospects. You will also have visibility of real-time insights of warm outreach. According to LinkedIn, subscribers who use Sales Navigator are 51% more likely to achieve goal, 80% more productive, 3 times more likely to go to club. Sales Navigator is $79.99 per month. If you have not subscribed to LinkedIn Sales Navigator, there's usually a free month trial. LinkedIn offers several levels of membership: free, premium career, premium business, Sales Navigator, recruiter light. You can also visit www.linkedin.com to compare the plans. The main reason I recommend using Sales Navigator is the advanced search function. It's available with the free membership tier, but the extensive search functions help you find and filter your ideal prospects and then save those searches. There are numerous options as well to narrow your search. Bottom line, there is huge value to unlocking LinkedIn's database to find the very best profile and job titles. When you discover the right people to target, then you can start playing in the right playground. Plus, it saves you time. Here's a tip. If you find a profile that interests you, click on their profile or read up about them. Because you clicked on their profile, your profile shows up in their Who's Viewed My Profile. The free version of LinkedIn will show you the last 5 people. Sales Navigator will show you all the people viewing your profile. A high percentage of these people will view your profile. it's important to have a professional profile as this shapes your first impressions. More on that in the next chapter. In chapter 9, I will be explaining my full process, using the tools and becoming familiar with Sales Navigator as part of the process. It will help save you time in the research phase. The greatest value of Sales Navigator is the filtering capabilities. As you filter your customized lists down to your exact targets you want to connect with, Sales Navigator allows you to save lists. Saving your lists will then flow into the next step in the process, which will be connecting with these ideal contacts. Chapter 6, you have a big nose and your fly is open. First impressions, your profile. The next step is to enhance your LinkedIn profile because first impressions are everything. You want to stand out, but you don't want to be remembered because you have a big nose and your fly is open. Make a great first impression because you have a professional profile and offer credibility to offer your audience. When you write up your profile or edit your existing profile, you're writing it up as if you're speaking to your target audience. It's important to make a great first impression. You have about 2 to 5 seconds to get their attention. LinkedIn has 5 levels of profile strength: beginner, intermediate, advanced, expert, and all-star. Here are the exact steps to boost your LinkedIn profile to all-star status. This will make an impact in being discoverable for new opportunities. Step 1, your profile picture and background image. It all starts with your profile photo. It needs to be current and reflective of who you are professionally. It needs to be a high-resolution photo. How do you normally appear for a face-to-face meeting? Portray an image of trust and being a go-to person your prospects could go to. Insert a background photo. Are you currently using the standard blue background that LinkedIn provides, or do you have a fireplace or the mountains in the background? Take advantage of this real estate to relate to your audience. Here are additional tips to resonate with your target audience. Insert a photo of you speaking to an audience within the industry. It makes you look like a leader or an expert in the industry. Insert a background photo of something that resonates with your target audience. Insert a background photo image to match the look and feel of your company's website. If your company's website has a photo that markets your core service, it might be wise to use that photo as your background photo. Insert a tagline with your background photo so your audience sees it right away and quickly identifies you as someone that they can relate to. Again, the key emphasis is to resonate with your target audience. Step 2, create a headline that captures your ideal prospect's attention. In the headline, you have approximately 120 characters to play with. Suggestions. Don't waste it making your profile look like a resume. Tell your audience what you do exactly, what problem you solve. This goes along the lines of a 30-second elevator speech. It's a shortened and condensed version of that. Include keywords or strong adverbs that attribute to the value you bring. Add your specialties. Use commas, periods, or dashes to separate. Remember the golf pro who solved my 3-putt problem? You want something similar to that. His headline, his name was Juan Putz/Golf Pro/ I personally help golf players eliminate 3-putting that leads to further enjoyment of the sport. In the summary section of your LinkedIn profile, you want to add more detail of what you do. Remember, you're talking to your target audience. You're trying to trigger a positive response from them. Use this space to educate them on what you do. Add more content in your summary section following these tips. Start out by telling your audience how you can help them out because you can solve their particular problem. Let them know specifically the type of people you work with. You solve problems for these exact type of people. Explain why working with you works. Further explain your differentiators. Let them know what others say about you. Go to some of your best customers and ask them for testimonials and endorsements on your LinkedIn profile. Close it out with a call to action such as, ready to talk, contact me at. Step 3, add solid and strategic content to your experiences summaries. The more content you include in your profile, the better your chances of being discovered. Each job you have listed should include a strategic summary of responsibilities and accomplishments. Use relevant job descriptions and key buzzwords that are trending in your industry. Drive home the value you have delivered in your previous work history. Include certifications and degrees you have attained. Insert links to projects, blogs, and articles, or anything you want to brag about. Step 4, make a custom URL. LinkedIn creates URL for you. You have the ability to customize your URL. This is great for your personal branding to use across all documents in the web. You can add your custom URL to your website, resume, business cards, email signature. Step 5, join LinkedIn groups. A LinkedIn group introduces the opportunity to strengthen your connection with like-minded individuals in an exclusive forum. It provides a private forum to interact with LinkedIn members that share common skills, experience, goals, and industry affiliation. It's a place for professionals in the same industry who have similar interests to share content, find answers, network, and establish themselves as an industry expert or thought leader. In short, it's a goldmine where you can find all of your prospects residing in one place. Step 6, beef up your skills and get 10 plus endorsements and recommendations. This is a great place to gain credibility. Working towards attaining 10 plus endorsements and recommendations. Determine what skills you want to be known for and what you want others to see so they can identify with you. To achieve all-star status, you must have a minimum of 5 skills listed. LinkedIn allows you to add up to 50 skills. The more skills you add, the more likely it is you will show up in LinkedIn search for particular skills. LinkedIn reports that members with 5 plus skills are 27 times more likely to be discovered in LinkedIn searches. Step 7, connect with the right people. It's your job to identify decision makers and influencers. Your network should exclusively be limited to the right people. This ties directly into LinkedIn algorithms. According to Pete Davies, LinkedIn Senior Director of Product Management, the mantra of the feed is people you know talk about things you care about. In other words, the LinkedIn algorithm prioritizes personal connections based around interest. As you fill out all of these recommended sections, LinkedIn grades you on your overall appearance. You should be on your way to attaining an all-star status when your profile is complete. Chapter 7, what's happening, hot stuff? Creating the right message for your target audience. By now, you have nailed your elevator pitch and know exactly what you do and how you solve problems. You have taken advantage of the features Sales Navigator offers to build your customized list. You have gotten on the right bus. Then you work on your professional profile. You're an all-star and your target audience identifies with you. You're sitting in the right seat on the bus. Now it's time to start connecting with these ideal prospects. The goal is to simply get these ideal prospects to accept your connection request and be in your LinkedIn network. Here are some things you should never do when making a connection request. Don't send out LinkedIn's default connection request. Personalize every request you send to people. By personalizing, you create the opportunity for your prospects to want to accept your request. Don't send a message referencing that you noticed they viewed your profile. That's tacky. Don't write a novel and overthink your reason to connect. Don't send out a sales pitch in the connection message. Here are recommended best practices to follow. Follow the 5 P's and you cannot go wrong. Your request must be polite, pertinent, personal, professional, and praiseful. Here's a sample. Hi, insert first name. I see that we both work within the insert industry. I'd like to add you to my professional network. May we connect. Have a wonderful day. Insert your first name. The goal is to trigger a response of accept versus ignore. If they are not sure, they can click on your profile and view who you are. Great, they fell into our trap. You absolutely want them to visit your profile because you designed a killer profile. If you follow the recommendations on how to set up a professional LinkedIn profile, you can anticipate 15 to 40% acceptance rates for your connection request within the first week. Once they have accepted your connection request, it's time to send them an engaging message to trigger response. You've built up some confidence now. If you get the message right, it can trigger response. You are now in engagement mode. Immediately move your conversation off of LinkedIn and attempt to set up a phone call or face-to-face appointment. You do not want to sell anything on LinkedIn. Again, your sole purpose here is to set up a phone call or face-to-face appointment. So, what is the exact message or messaging strategy to trigger a response? It's definitely not what's happening, hot stuff. Remember what my pain was when it came to three putting? Start thinking about your prospect. If you were in your prospect's shoes, what would be their current pain points? What would make you unique and different than anybody else they talk to? What problems are you solving for them? Let's start there. Simulate the actions of your target audience. What do they do every day? What is your personality type? What do they have in common? Do you have similar contacts or interests? This will inform what kind of approach you can try in your message. Here are a couple of different angles you can take. The direct approach. This is a numbers game approach. You're getting right to the point and hoping to get a yes or no. The reality is you will get a bunch of no responses. However, based on volume alone, you will get some positive responses. It's your job to convert those into real conversations offline. Here's a sample. Hi, insert first name. I appreciate you accepting my connection request. I've had some success over the years implementing insert your solution with, name drop a couple of competitors of this prospect. The reason for success was because we saw, insert their pain, and it led to, insert the benefits you offer. I see that your role is, insert their job title. I would like to formally request scheduling an introduction discovery call or an appointment with you in the upcoming week. Here's more information about our company. Insert a link back to your company website as preferably a case study. Thank you, and I look forward to your reply back. Sincerely, insert your name, insert your company tagline. The nurtured approach. This approach is more work. It requires you to be a little bit more organized. You have to determine that your target audience needs several touches over a period of time. You want to build rapport with them through an approach that is relational, educational, or a combination of both. They are a connection that can convert 2 years from now. So here's a sample of multiple message that you would send to them. Follow-up message, follow-up nurture message one. Hi, insert first name. Thanks for accepting my connection request. At some point, I'd love to learn more about you and your business. I work for, insert company name, and I specialize in, insert the problem you solve for this industry. It's a generic statement that solves your prospect's problems, but you're not asking them about it yet. Have a wonderful day. Sincerely, insert your name, insert your company tagline. Then a few days later, if they have not responded, you follow up with the nurture message number two. Hi, insert first name. We connected recently, and it occurred to me that, insert industry topic, may impact you and your business. I read this article, insert a link to that relevant topic that triggers their response. Curious to hear your opinion. Sincerely, insert your name, insert your company tagline. Follow-up message number three. Hi, insert first name. I was going through my recent connections on LinkedIn. I believe that our companies could collaborate on solving insert prospects pain. I've had success over the years implementing insert your solution with insert name drop a couple of competitors of this prospect. The reason for success was because we solve insert their pain and it led to insert their benefits. I see that your role is insert their job title. I would like to formally request scheduling an introduction discovery call or an appointment with you in the upcoming week. Thank you, and I look forward to your reply. Sincerely, insert your name, insert your company tagline, or link to your calendar. What is so fun about LinkedIn and prospecting is we can test different messages. This is a game you can master. As you decide which approach is best for your strategy, put yourself in your prospect's shoes. What are their behaviors to trigger a response? Whatever approach you choose, finish the message with a call to action, CTA. A CTA is an action such as a phone call, demo, or meeting up for coffee, or some other action outside of LinkedIn. Remember, you may have the best approach out there, but the majority of people will not respond. People are just busy. If they don't respond to the first, second, or third message you send to them, do not give up. Another thing to remember, if you get a solid no, that's a good thing. These people have been courteous enough to tell you that they're not interested. That allows you to move on to the next opportunity. As a salesperson, it's a numbers game. You just have to move on to the next one. Do not be offended by hearing a no or not interested. Having the attitude that you're getting closer to a yes. LinkedIn should be a platform where you develop relationships. If you're consistent in your approach and your message resonates, hopefully you'll be considered someone who provides value and insight as a connection in their network. Another tip is you do not want to come off as too salesy. At the same time, you need to set the expectations that you seek to have a conversation. As mentioned, sometimes your great contact is just busy. It's on their to-do list to investigate your offerings. Don't give up. Most salespeople give up after the first or second attempt to reach out. This leads us to the next stage, automated follow-up touches in thought leadership. Chapter 8, Thought Leadership is Your Ticket to the Top. In this chapter, we will discuss how to create additional touches on LinkedIn through thought leadership posts on your LinkedIn feed. Again, remember, people are busy. Think of yourself and how much time you cram into every day. You may have the best strategy and a consistent approach, but still, there's a greater percentage of people who do not respond at all, and they absolutely need your service or solutions. Most sales professionals give up after the first couple of touches. The good news is there are simpler ways to stay on someone's radar using this technique. Take the time to create curated content. Research thoughtful and relevant information that impacts your target audience. If you like to write blogs, LinkedIn would be a good place for your audience to read it. If you do not like to write, that's okay. There's plenty of quality content out there that other people have written. Reference those articles. The point here is to incorporate thought leadership content in your strategy. Thought leadership drives demand generation. There are some statistics from the 2019 Edelman LinkedIn B2B Thought Leadership Impact Study. 58% of decision makers spend 1 to 4 hours a week reading thought leadership in 2018, an 8% increase from 2017. 55% use thought leadership as an important way to vet organizations they're considering working with. 69% agree it's one of the best ways to get a sense of the caliber of thinking organizations can deliver. 63% agree it is particularly important to build the reputation of a new and small business. 39% surveyed believe thought leadership helps with lead generation and getting new contacts that we can call on. 45% believe thought leadership generates RFP opportunities. 45% invited the organization to bid on a project when they were not previously considered for them. 58% say leadership directly led decision makers to award business to an organization. Take a moment and digest these stats. Once again, people are busy. Over half these people take time each week to read thought leadership articles, yet the majority of the people that you reach out to will not reply to your prospecting actions. Instead of giving up and not trying to reach out the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th time with LinkedIn messages, email follow-up, or phone calls, I encourage you to create a strategy around thought leadership. When you post relevant content, you potentially drive inbound leads to yourself. At the minimum, you're driving your audience to view your profile. Remember how we did a profile makeover in Chapter 6? Your profile summary is your digital billboard. Your post will get likes or comments. You're becoming a thought leader and staying top of mind. Use articles to share your insights, perspective, and expertise. Timely commentary. The best way to drive conversation and attention is to write on industry trends or share commentary about the day's news. Headlines matter. Ask yourself, in the course of my busy day, would I click on that? Images matter. Articles with cover photos tend to get more engagement. Go long, but not too long. The sweet spot for an article length is about 500 to 1,000 words. Video continues to be a growing and effective way to get you and your brand notice. Consider creating an animated explainer video that is 60 to 90 seconds long. The video could be included in each of your outbound messages. It can also be updated into your LinkedIn profile. An explainer video can become your number one sales rep because it communicates your exact message each time it's played. Creating a professional video is getting less expensive. The key is writing a killer script. It's really an extension of your killer LinkedIn profile. If you like recording yourself on video, that is another effective strategy. Make sure your lighting is quality, speak clearly, and eliminate background noise. Have fun with it. Smile. Smiling changes the tone in your voice. Here are LinkedIn's best practices for sharing videos on LinkedIn. Start with a bang. Hook viewers quickly with a striking visual or a good opening line. Show it. Your followers want to see what you're seeing. Show them the details. For a clearer picture, be sure you're not backlit. Also, film vertically. The right length. Keep your videos between 30 seconds and 2 minutes. Use hashtags. This helps your content get discovered. Be heard. Try to film in a quiet spot. If you're in a noisy place, consider using your headphones or external microphone for clear sound. Devise a 30-day plan. Spend 30 to 45 minutes and think of 6 to 10 relevant articles or content that you can post on your LinkedIn feed every 3 to 4 days. There are tools out there that allow you to set up your content and schedule your posting. Captera.com is a good resource to find top social media platforms to help automate and schedule your post. Here are 5 to consider. Chatfuel, Hootsuite, FunnelDash, CommentSole, SocialPort. Here are the best times to post content. During the weekday, during the lunch hour, between 5 and 6 p.m. Focus 90% of your time on attention-grabbing headlines, then spend a little bit of time on the teaser that supports your headline. You want the audience to take action. First, you want to lead them to the call to action, such as visiting your website or linking to your article. The second action is you want them to like or comment on your posts. This opens up the network of people who comment. Let me paint a picture for you. I once consulted for an owner of a manufacturing company. They had a new machine they were introducing to their specific industry. They developed and executed a strategy specifically around connecting with as many decision makers on LinkedIn as possible, following our best practices. They had an article written about them in a trade publication that the majority of their target audience subscribed to. When the article came out, they posted the article on their LinkedIn feed. Their profile views spiked immediately, and they got numerous inbound leads. You're going to possibly hate what I'm about to say. You're either going to be consistent and do this very well because you're organized and you're motivated to do so, or you're going to fail. Here are the reasons you may fail at this. You don't have enough time to dedicate to this. Writing is just not a natural trait that you possess. Your intentions are good, but you are not consistent at executing as well as you would like. Remember that mirror I described in regards to that smile and dial strategy? Use that same mirror and take a hard look at yourself. Ask yourself if you're the right person to execute this strategy, or if you should become a supervisor and outsource this activity out. Chapter 9. Yo, Adrian, I did it. Prospecting stinks, but you have to do it. You have now learned my top strategies to create a successful LinkedIn lead generation process. There is work that goes into this. There is consistency that has to be developed. There is time that has to be spent. In this book, I've shared several one-time project activities. Discovering or updating your 30-second elevator pitch. Rebranding your profile. Subscribing to Sales Navigator to research your ideal targets. Writing to your target audience. This chapter will help you get organized by scheduling your sales prospecting activities. But first, a word of warning. It takes effort. It takes time. It takes consistency. You will be grinding. In the 1979 movie, Rocky II, the boxer Rocky Balboa trained very hard to prepare for this rematch with heavyweight champion Apollo Creed. The training was grueling. The motivation was missing. The whole movie was about Rocky living his life and his trainer, Mickey, trying to get him motivated. Ultimately, Rocky had to motivate himself. Rocky successfully won the fight in dramatic last-second knockout and dedicates his fight, his efforts, his grind to his wife at home by saying, "Yo, Adrian, I did it." You can do this too. You have to be organized and motivated to stay consistent in following a process. According to LinkedIn Timing Facts, the best time to connect with your leads is on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The best time to send a message is between 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the weekdays. The best time to post relevant articles or blogs is between 7 a.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. during the weekdays. So by following LinkedIn's best time to post relevant articles or blogs, here's a complete best practices schedule I have developed. Start by preparing a master Google spreadsheet or Microsoft Excel spreadsheet with 2 tabs. Name the first tab, New Research Prospects. Create the columns first name, last name, company name, job title as a minimum. Insert the date in the first row of the first column. To stay organized, you'll want to sort this out by week. Create a second tab and label it Accepted. These are the people who accepted your LinkedIn connection request. You can simply cut it out and paste these details from the first tab. After a prospect has accepted your LinkedIn invitation, LinkedIn opens up the capability to capture more data, including emails, phone numbers, website, etc. Now you're ready to kickstart the process. Here's a recommended weekly schedule you can follow. 6 steps to organize your weekly task. Number 1, research leads. Number 2, prepare lead lists. Number 3, send invitations. Number 4, send follow-up call to actions. Number 5, post articles, blogs. Number 6, update your spreadsheet. Number 1, research leads. This is the most important step, as it is the basis for accomplishing your other tasks. Building a list of 100 quality leads per week should take 2 to 4 hours. This depends on the specifics of your audience wish list, niche, title, region. We recommend starting your research on a Thursday and Friday. Research can be done using both regular free accounts and on Sales Navigator. So the schedule is on Thursday. You want to search LinkedIn, and you can use either the free account or the Sales Navigator account. Again, Sales Navigator will get you more rich data. Number 2, prepare lead lists. Once leads have been researched, enter pertinent information into a Google spreadsheet or Excel spreadsheet. Create 2 tabs. Label tab 1, research leads. Label tab 2, leads accepted. Insert that week's date above in that week's set of leads. Keep track of the spreadsheet. Keeping track of the spreadsheet keeps you organized in the upcoming weeks ahead. Friday, allot 2 hours. You want to capture research leads manually in the spreadsheet. Inside a Sales Navigator, you can save leads and you can work through the campaigns. Number 3, sending out connection request invitations. Have your custom connection invitations ready to go. You'll be cutting pasting these for each contact. We don't recommend sending out more than 50 invites per interval. The schedule is on Tuesday. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., invitations 50 invites per hour. Number 4, sending follow-up CTAs, call to actions. We anticipate 15 to 40% of your invites will accept your connection request. Congratulations. These people are now part of your growing LinkedIn network. The new contacts will start to appear in your inbox. Cross-check these leads against your spreadsheet. Cut and paste the 15 to 40% who accepted and insert them into tab 2, accepted. These people are now ready to receive your CTAs for the next few days. Note, in 1 week, you are sending out invites on a Tuesday. Let this week play out. On that Friday, collect all the accepted contacts into the spreadsheet. You're doing this because you will send out the call to action the following Wednesday. You're always sending out invitations 1 week and then performing follow-ups the next. Therefore, it's vital to stay organized. By week 3, you'll be working on multiple campaigns. Again, the schedule is Wednesdays between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tip, do not send any follow-up call to actions to new contacts within 48 hours of acceptance. Sending a thank you message is fine, but always have space of 48 to 72 hours before sending them the call to action. Number 5, posting articles and blogs. Posting articles on LinkedIn home feed is a strategy to stay top of mind with your connections. It's a great way to stay up to date in your network on the latest happenings pertaining to your industry or your business. The schedule, post these between 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. or 5 to 6 p.m. during the work week. Consider automating and scheduling out the post 30 days in advance. Number 6, capture additional information and update the worksheet. When one of your leads accepts your connection request, LinkedIn displays additional information such as email addresses and phone numbers if the person provided on their profile contact info. We recommend capturing this information and adding to your spreadsheet for future follow-up. Do this on Mondays. Reminder, you will start receiving inbound messages. Make sure to respond within 24 hours. Do your thing. Convert them into an appointment. This is the beginning of increasing your sales pipeline. The most difficult part of all of this is maintaining the consistency. Life happens and you'll find it hard to keep the routine when things come up. I challenge you to be completely honest with yourself. Remember, right person, right seat, wrong bus. If you're on the wrong bus, you won't be able to execute the strategy. But don't worry, there is another way. Chapter 10, I'll pay a buck to make $2. It is not an exaggeration to say that LinkedIn has changed my life. My sales has increased tenfold over, and I've not had to pick up the phone to smile and dial. I actually spend less time on these processes than ever before. My favorite part of selling and sales is nurturing relationships, putting together proposals, and closing deals, which I now have time to focus more on. I even have more times on my hobbies, such as playing golf. At the same time, I also realized some things about myself. There are some items I don't like to do, don't want to do, and won't do. Many of the tips and pointers I've shared in this book are actions that I now outsource out. So can you. The customized steps that I have recommended can be broken down in a couple of different roles. Job one, administrative assistant. This is all about data entry. Find someone who is good with research and spreadsheets. Simply train this person on how to create your weekly list and pull out the previous week's connections. Have them generate the list for you to review and approve. Job two, marketing assistant. This is all about running campaigns. Find someone who is somewhat tech savvy and will work off the spreadsheets and create your LinkedIn messaging campaign. The person can also post on your LinkedIn feed. Here are the traits of the ideal candidate you would be seeking. Detail-oriented, organized and good with spreadsheet, familiar with LinkedIn, can work 5 to 10 hours a week, able to follow strict process, business acumen. You may find someone who can carry out both functions. These people exist, but you have to A, find them, and B, ensure they're capable of executing. Remember, this is your brand at stake. You need someone with previous business experience. Don't hire your teenage daughter because she needs a part-time job. My virtual assistant's name is John. He's a professional virtual marketing assistant who's an expert on LinkedIn and researches leads for me on a weekly basis. My list consists of 75 to 150 research leads per week. We have instituted a process where John does this all for me, from researching and formatting the list each week so I can review and approve, to sending out all the direct different messages on my behalf. He takes care of every step. The numbers do not lie. Each week I average and approve 90% or greater of these leads. 25% or more of these leads become a connection of mine within the first week. We run 2 to 3 follow-up message campaigns and average 3 to 5 inbound messages per day. LinkedIn is a terrific platform to generate consistent sales. I've shared with you my thoughts on how you can execute this yourself and provide the what you need to increase your sales pipeline. If you need more help, consider streamlining the process some more. Check out my do-it-yourself online course, www.linkedin-rainmaker.com/DIY course. My customized process is also now a software as a service. My company helps sales organizations and individuals with the entire process. Check this service out at www.rainmaker.com. Whichever way you decide to execute, pull that mirror out and ask yourself the following. Do I have time? Am I going to be committed and consistent? Will I be able to execute my own strategy? I'm happy to share another recent success story. I am now only 2 putting consistently and have eliminated a stroke. Thank you very much for reading my book.